Page 85, continuation of non-communicable diseases. There are five types of non-communicable disease, as I've already told you. So number one is deficiency disease. What are the diseases? Beriberi, scurvy, night blindness, goiter. Allergic disease, asthma, eczema, bronchitis, etc. Degenerative disease, heart attack, diabetes, arthritis, etc. Social diseases, drug addiction, alcoholism, etc. Inherited disease, phenylketonuria, albinism, sickle cell anemia, etc. Then come to activity 3. How can you prevent occurring of diseases? Some measures has been mentioned to you from 1 to 9. You can learn these measures. They are quite easy. Then come to the next point on page 88. On page 88, ways to prevent communicable diseases. So there are 7 points given to you. Underline the first point: insect repellent. That is, we use mosquito coil, we use good night to as insect repellent. We can use mosquito nets to prevent the spread of diseases by the mosquitoes. Then we should not allow water to accumulate. This you must be hearing, because insect-borne diseases breed on these water that remains stagnant. Then safe disposal of garbages, so that to prevent the breeding of insects. Then next point number 4, isolating patients, that means separating the patients who are suffering from infectious diseases, vaccinating at a proper time, then disposing of disposable blades, razors and syringes, and proper sanitation, so that we can prevent waterborne diseases like cholera, typhoid and diarrhea. Then come to the next point, ways to prevent non-communicable disease. Diseases caused by deficiency of protein, Wasikor. Okay, where can be prevented by giving correct amount of protein in the form of gram, wheat, soybean, etc. That is the deficiency of protein. And the second point is the deficiency of carbohydrate, point number 2, which causes marasmus. And giving correct amount of carbohydrate in the form of jaggedy, for example, can prevent this disease. Now you will have to learn the symptoms which causes marasmus and the symptoms which causes Wasikor. Marasmus: shriveled appearance, dry skin, wrinkled skin, prominent ribs, retarded physical mental growth, repeated diarrhea, protruded belly, weight loss. These are the symptoms. And in the symptoms of Wasikor disease, hair gets discolored, stunted growth, swollen appearance, enlarged liver, stunted growth, dark and scaly skin, and wasting of muscles in the skin. Okay, next is common symptoms of some diseases like fever. When we get fever, you know what happens, your body temperature rises and your body has to fight against the infection that is there inside your body. You have to remember that if our body temperature, which is 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit, that is the normal temperature, if it goes above it, then we have to take precaution. And treatment also, you have to take in a lot of fluid so that there is no dehydration, and we should also consult the physician. Okay, then go to page 89, conceptual questions. Those questions you will learn. Simple questions are there given to you along with the answers. Okay.